Now a medical story of a different kind. 320. That's the estimated number of deaths prevented each year as a result of the 2006 Massachusetts healthcare law. The legislation's supporters say that decrease in the state's mortality rate is concrete proof that the insurance mandate is improving people's health. WBUR's Martha Bieminger has more on that finding and others in a Harvard School of Public Health report released today.
When people have health insurance, they are more likely to get preventive care, go to the doctor when they become ill, and live longer. At least that was the expectation when Massachusetts passed the health coverage law back in 2006. Now there's evidence of that link. In the first 4 years of mandatory health insurance, the state's death rate dropped 2.9% as compared to similar counties outside Massachusetts that did not expand health coverage. Dr. Ben Summers, the study's lead author, says the most significant decline was in
things like cancer, infections, heart disease, and other conditions that medical care might either prevent or treat or at least reduce the risk of death from. Meanwhile, in some other causes of death that are less amenable to health care, such as car crashes, homicide, suicide, we didn't find any statistically significant changes.
That 2.9% decrease is for everyone in the state. White residents are living longer, but the biggest improvement is for Blacks, Asians, and Latinos, whose death rates dropped 4.6%. So is Massachusetts on a path to eliminate health disparities? Boston Public Health Commission Director Barbara Ferrer says she's hopeful.
I would be surprised if we actually didn't see a closing of the gap that could be, in fact, attributed to improved coverage rates. We have to be a little bit wary that, you know, you can't just ensure people without then making sure that they have access to high-quality services. But certainly in Massachusetts, we were able to do both.
The study's authors say the findings are encouraging for states in the early stages of implementing the Affordable Care Act. But Alan Weil, director of the National Academy for State Health Policy, says many opponents already know that there would be health benefits to insuring more people through the federal law.
But don't feel that the nation can afford it or that it's an appropriate role of government. And if that's the basis of your opposition, I think additional evidence that it might improve people's health is unlikely to change your overall view of the law.
Still, says Weil, this study will draw attention, because it is some of the best evidence so far that making sure people have insurance leads to better health and longer lives. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Martha Bieminger.